Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
Hello, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren.
So, an Umlazi couple, the Martes, they buy a house 22 years ago, and on the worst day of that devastating flood that hit Durban over Easter, the boundary wall collapsed. Their insurance claim was rejected. Why?
Okay,
on what basis?
Okay, well, you've jumped ahead of us there, but so in essence, let's start at the beginning. I don't know if you remember, but when that storm hit Easter weekend, 3 days later, that's next week's Consumer Watch, I began that show. I did a show about the insurance implications, and I began by saying that insurance assessors would no doubt be working overtime to deal with hundreds of claims, which obviously they were. Wikipedia called that particular flood of Easter weekend, which claimed the lives of 70 people, one of the deadliest disasters to hit the country this decade, right? So that's the context. For that show back in April, having spoken to several people in the insurance industry, I said, clearly after a storm as massive as the one that Durban experienced this week, in most cases insurers would have a pretty hard time trying to claim that the damage was caused by anything other than extreme force of nature. So not dodgy quality of the wall, but if a wall has stood for 30 or 40 years, I said on that show, and then collapsed during that extraordinary storm, the wall would most likely be considered to have stood the test of time and the claim would be successful. Well, that does now bring us to the case of the Martes, Derek and Pelisiwe. By the time I said those words on the show, they had been sitting with a collapsed front wall for 3 days, a wall that had withstood many, many storms since being built in 1987, more than 30 years ago. So they bought the house 22 years ago in 1997, and on that ferocious storm of Easter Monday, April the 22nd, it collapsed. It fell down. In the 22 years that they have owned the house, they'd never missed an ABSA bond payment. The house is almost paid off now, nor had they missed the insurance premium that they paid to ABSA Insurance for homeowners insurers. Not once. So the claim, as you said, now was denied.
But okay, and the big why,
yeah. So in an email to the Martes, ABSA told them, having looked at our service provider's photos, they obviously sent someone out to assess it, and his report, and our applicable policy terms and conditions, there is no doubt that the boundary wall collapsed due to gradual deterioration and defects in design. The retaining wall does not comply with building standards, blah, 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 blah. And they went on to explain, while the homeowner's policy provides for cover for, among other perils, storm and wind, it clearly does not cater for loss of damage, or damage rather, brought on by wear, tear, defective construction, and maintenance-related issues.
Oh, I remember this, yeah.
So, this is often, it's happened, I've had personal experience of this. There's a storm, something happens, and they say, no, it was badly built, or you didn't maintain properly, and that's what caused the problem, not the storm. So, like many other homeowners, the Martes were under the impression that the bank inspector who visited the home when they were in the process of buying it, they felt that there was some kind of evaluation done by that person, and they should have picked up if any walls were substandard. Mr. Marte told me, our understanding was that all necessary documents pertaining to all structures, roof, boundary walls, etc., were all approved by the bank. In reality, this is very important for everyone to understand, everyone that's a homeowner and has this insurance. The bank inspection has nothing to do with assessing an insurance risk. That bank person went to the house to see if there was sufficient value in the property to justify the purchase price and to provide sufficient security for the bond, for them, for the bank.
Yeah.
I personally don't think the banks do a good enough job, if any, in explaining that to people at the time. So people have a false sense of insurance, of assurance that everything's okay with their home, but there has actually been no assessment of the intrinsic quality of the home. Right, okay.
Yeah. So, I remember you explaining this to me, and I was also quite surprised. But now, with most, the Martes, what's the wall going to cost to rebuild?
Okay, so with materials and labor, the best quote that they've been managed to get is just under 30,000. Okay, so yeah, so Mr. Marte told me that ABSA's internal ombudsman had ruled in ABSA's favour, and from what I understand, the Ombud for Short Term Insurance has as well, although there hasn't been any further independent second opinion evaluation done on that collapsed wall. So in desperation, the couple traveled to ECR from Umlazi recently, and they shared their story with our news editor, Sean Ryan, who then asked me if I was interested in the story. So I took up the case with EBSA.
Excellent. Wendy Nola on the case. And?
I'll tell you what happened just now. Just now, now.
Not just now. Continuing with Consumer Watch.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
He's very popular, that young man. So, Wendy.
Yes, Darren.
Right. So, as I
back
started
to,
this, our a couple of friends in Umlazi, the Mates, they buy a house 22
Derek
years
and
ago.
Everywhere.
And then we all remember those devastating floods that hit Durban over Easter.
Absolutely.
So, a lot of damage was caused. Their boundary wall collapsed, understandably, but their insurance claim was rejected, as I said earlier. On what basis?
Okay, so as so often happens with these homeowners insurance claims, the insurance, EBSA insurance, with which the couple had a insurance with and their home loan with EBSA for 22 years, they were told that while the homeowner's policy applies for storm and wind and other perils, it doesn't cater for loss or damage brought on by wear, tear, defective construction and maintenance issues. Mm-hmm. Basically, the wall wasn't built soundly, they said. And there was also a roof leak that developed during that storm, and they said in that case there was a roof tile missing and indicating poor maintenance. Mm. So they weren't getting a cent. So I took up the case with EBSA and I asked, is it, if that was the case, that this wall was badly built, how did it survive all manner of other storms for 3 decades? Mm. Is EBSA insurance comfortable, I asked, that it has ticked the treating customers fairly box in this case? And I asked if they were willing to take another look at the case and perhaps get a second professional opinion. Mm. I got a response from EBSA insurance's managing executive, Karen Miller, which went like this. We have reviewed the matter and the original decision made was in accordance with our policy. However, given the primacy that we place on our customers, the case was re-evaluated, including the unique circumstances and the abnormal rainfalls experienced in KwaZulu-Natal. Mm-hmm. We have decided to offer an ex gratia payment as a goodwill gesture for the damages incurred. So they're saying our decision wasn't wrong. We just deciding to do something for them.
Again, I know you don't like it when I do this, but you know, just get a little bit of Wendy Nola help there, and things doors begin to open. I know you don't like it when I say that.
But, no, I don't like it when you say that.
So, but I can say it anyway because Wendy Nola's a solution. I drop your name all the time. I do. I say
before
you even answer that question, I know Wendy Nola. Here's her number on my phone. But that ex gratia payment, right? How big a gesture is that, really?
It's 10,000 rand. The Mates were. Obviously, it's better than nothing, but they were disappointed because they still feel that that claim should have been paid out and that was the extraordinary storm that caused the damage, nothing to do with the actual any lack of quality or integrity in the wall. Anyway, so they haven't accepted it yet because of this. They can't understand. But, I mean, for me, if it's been to the Ombud, and this is probably as good as it's going to get.
Yeah, but they're still going to be 20 grand out of pocket when they
it
should
will
be getting
get
paid
there.
Out.
Exactly. Okay. So here is Derek Marte.
They're telling us so less money, and they're telling us it's an ex gratia. What about the money that we've been paying into the thing, the insurance? Where is that money going to? What were we paying for then? What were we paying for? Please ask them. Before we can go far further, they must change what they told me they would pay me. That because it makes one very furious, you know, when you come to think about people who are being so very thieves to steal from people, take advantage of people who do not know much about the thing, you know. They take advantage of people. That is what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. Wendy, please talk to them. Talk to them before we can go even far further. But I know that ECR has done a very good job up to this far.
I hear you.
So, assuming that the Mates accept that 10,000 rand in the end, they're still going to be 20,000 rand short of being able to rebuild that wall that they've been looking at how many months since April? Many. So all I can do is put the story out there and try and warn other people about this issue of, you know, you might not have the insurance that you think you do. And I'm going to put it out there. I know the people of KZN, and I know somehow Not saying anymore. I know somehow that wall is going to be rebuilt.
Okay.
Putting it out there. He asked me to go deeper. That's my go deeper. And because it's Consumer nice. Watch, we're nearly out of time. I just need to quickly say, because there always has to be, what can we learn from this? Before you buy a property, find out exactly what your homeowner's policy requires in terms of your boundary or retaining wall. And if you don't know whether yours complies or not, whether you're looking at a property or you're in a property, have it professionally assessed. Often a wall or fence has been extended when its foundations are constructed to support a much shorter structure, and that is very much a South African situation as with crime. If you discover that your walls or other structures are not built according to the required standards, disclose this information to your insurer so that they can adequately assess the risk. They can't say you never told them, so they must now ask you to pay an extra premium or exclude certain bits of your property, and then you've got the choice whether to have them rebuilt or somehow made compliant. So just don't. These storms are increasing. Just protect ourselves. Don't pay this premium, and actually you don't have cover if it comes down to it, because they're going to send someone out and say, actually no, this wall isn't right. We're not covering it. We're not paying.
Perfect. For any other details, okay, go to Wendy's Facebook page. It's Wendy Nola Consumer. Thank you, Wendy. All right, guys, that brings us to the end of Thursday. You know what I was thinking?
Yeah.
Let's do it again tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll be here.
Should we do it on Friday?
Yes.
The East Coast Breakfast?
Let's go outside of the studio.
You want to broadcast outside?
I think let's go outside.
Done. Are you ready? Breakfast.